From so bright and bold, it pays to serve the Lord in truth and be faithful to Him and trust Him more. Your reward will be greater than you think, for God has a plan.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online and on demand at xray.fm.
From lovely North Portland, it's the Dickenbach Report, starring Dick Dickenbach. Join Dick Dickenbach for a lively afternoon news magazine featuring music, topical discussion, and today's hardest-hitting reporting. Stay tuned for Dick Dickenbach, but first, today's musical theme.
I was standing in a crowded bus the other day when a pretty girl stood on my toe. And as I gazed into her eyes of blue, this thought kept running through my brain. You need feet to stand up straight with. You need feet to kick your friend. Keep your socks on and stop your legs from frying at the end. You need feet to walk to scumble or to dance the hoochie-coo. The whole world needs feet for something, and I need feet to run away from you. Yes, folks, have you ever stopped to think what wonderful things feet are? Have you? Think of all the things you can do with just one pair of feet. If you hear a lilting melody, you can tap them. If you lose your temper, you can stamp them. And when you get home after a hard day's work, you can soak them. Yes, folks, feet are not to be sniffed at. So whether you're rich or whether you're poor, put your best foot forward, keep your feet on the ground, look the whole world in the feet and say, you need feet to walk, to scamble, or to dance the hoochie-coo. Yes, the whole world needs feet for stamping, and I need feet to run away from you.
Good afternoon. It is 4 minutes past the noontime hour. You've tuned in to the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. What is this, a news magazine, an entertainment show, or some kind of hybrid like Timothy Oliphant in that new Alien Earth show? Yes, this program is exactly like Timothy Oliphant, if he were hosted by legendary talking head Dick Dickenbach, who's at home watching Alien Earth. He doesn't want to have to deal with spoilers. I'm Gary. I'm sitting in for him today, which is August 17th, the 229th day of the year. 136 days remain in 2025. if we can make it. We began the show with Bernard Breslau, You Need Feet from I Only Arsked. The music of which I'm speaking is Loose Foot by brother Jack McDuff from Moon Rapping. In fact, August 17th is National I Love My Feet Day. Reports nationaltoday.com. National I Love My Feet Day was invented by Carolyn Jenkins and was intended to be a day in which people not only loved their feet, but took proper care of them. Taking care of your feet is of utmost importance for individuals with diabetes or certain circulatory conditions. It's worth knowing that 75% of all adults have a foot problem, and we should aim to drastically reduce that number. These foot problems usually come from wearing improper footwear, such as oversized or undersized footwear, as many people still don't know their accurate sizes. So perhaps this should be Find Out Your Shoe Size Day? WebMD tells us the feet are flexible structures of bones, joints, and muscles and soft tissues that let us stand upright and perform activities like walking, running, jumping, and as we heard in that first report, doing the hoochie coo. The feet are divided into three sections. The forefront contains the five toes, or phalanges, and the five longer bones, or the metatarsals. The midfoot is a pyramid-like collection of bones that form the arches of the feet. These include three cuneiform bones, the cuboid bone, and the navicular bone. They really missed a good deal there by calling one of the bones the hieroglyphical bones, but nonetheless. The hindfoot forms the heel and the ankle. The talus bone supports the leg bones, the tibia and the fibula, forming the ankle. The calcaneus, or heel bone, is the largest bone in the foot. Muscles, tendons, and ligaments run along the surfaces of the feet, allowing the complex movements needed for motion and balance. The Achilles tendon connects the heel to the calf muscle and is essential for running, jumping, and standing on the toes. Have I given you too much information? Did you perhaps love your feet before you knew them too well? That's always a danger with love, familiarity, and contempt and all that. Well, we have so many musical reports about feet, and we also have a book report coming up. The phone lineup here is 503-233-X-RAY. Sorry, I read ahead. I'm not. The little teleprompter thing here is kind of glitchy this morning. 503-233-X-RAY. That's 503-233-9729. The text line, 971-220-KXRY, 971-220-5979. I will play for you now some music reports about feet on National I Love My Feet Day on the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, X-Ray.FM. No, please, leave your shoes on. No. The studio is very small. It gets very close in here.
Who's that walking around here? Mercy. Baby patter. Baby elephant patter, that's what I calls it. Say, up in Harlem, at a table for two, there were four of us, me, your big feet, and you. From your ankle up, I'll say you sure are sweet. From that down, there's just too much feet. Yes, your feet's too big. Don't want you cause your feet's too big. Can't use you cause your feet's too big. I really hate you cause your feet's too big. Yeah. Where'd you get 'em? Your girl, she likes you. She thinks you're nice. Got what takes to be in paradise. She said she likes your face. She likes your rig. Man, oh man, them things are too big. Oh, your feet's too big. Don't want you cause your feet's too big. Mad at you cause your feet's too big. I hate you cause your feet's too big. Thank you. gun-to-gun boats. Chef, chef, chef. All your pedal extremities are colossal. To me, you look just like a fossil. You got me walking, talking, and squawking. 'Cause your feet too big, yeah. Come on and walk that thing. Oh, I never heard of such walking. Mercy. Your pedal extremities really are obnoxious. One never knows, do one?
Henry got flat feet, can't dance no more. Henry got flat feet, can't dance no more. Every time he starts dancing, he has to stop 'cause his feet get sore, sore, sore. He can't hop on his flat feet like he used to. Rock on his flat feet like he wants to. Move on his flat feet like he should do. When the music gets good, Henry got fat feet. His dancing days are gone. Yeah, 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 yeah. Henry got fat feet. His dancing days are gone. Every time he starts swinging, he has to stop 'cause someone dances on his corn. Oh, oh, oh.
Killing me.
Barefoot, baby, barefoot, baby, loving soul, don't. Support for X-Ray FM comes from Rum Club. Rum Club supports local radio and local drinking. Located at 720 Southeast Sandy Boulevard, Rum Club offers a selection of craft cocktails and rums. More information at rumclubpdx.com.
Get past the people, get past the hitman! Going down to the crib and let it all hang out.
Breaking news, 25 minutes past the noontime hour. This is the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. August 17th is National I Love My Feet Day. I'm Gary, sitting in for regular host Dick Dickenbach, who loves his feet a little too much. He's getting an all-day pedicure. Here are the music reports about feet you just heard. That was James Brown. Get on the Good Foot from the Star Time Collection. Before that, Doris Duke, Feet Start Walking from the I'm a Loser record. Ronnie Whitehead gave us Cold Feet from the eccentric soul Mighty Mike Lenneberg collection. We heard Janis Martin, Barefoot Baby from the Female Elvis Complete Recordings 1956 to 1960. The Midnighters sang Henry's Got Flat Feet, Can't Dance No More from Sexy Ways, the best of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. And we began with Fats Waller, Your Feet's Too Big from Ain't Misbehavin' 1934 to 1943. Under my voice is Frank Zappa, Sinister Footwear, from his Make a Jazz Noise collection. It is time once again for another Dickenbach Report, book report, with Dick Dickenbach's favorite librarian, Carol. Carol, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, Dick.
If Dick Dickenbach didn't like you so much. So, Carol, hopefully this isn't too impertinent to ask, but on National I Love My Feet Day, do you love your feet?
I suppose I have mixed feelings about them. I don't feel strongly really either way, love or hate.
Luckily, you have a book report for this day.
I have the book, The Elephant's New Shoe, a true rescue story, which is written by Laurel Neame and illustrated by Ariel Landy. And this isn't just the story of a shoe, it's actually the true story of a very special prosthetic foot for an elephant. I think this story is fascinating. The situation is that an orphaned baby Asian elephant is found in Cambodia, missing one of his feet, which is likely the result of having been caught in a wire snare, although there's no way to know for sure. This poor little elephant is in very bad shape. The wound is infected. He's emaciated. So the outlook is really not good, and his rescuers are not sure he will survive this injury. But some of these kind humans, who name him Chuk, they manage to earn his trust enough that they feel they can safely get him loaded into a truck and transported back to the Phnom Tamal Wildlife Rescue Center in Cambodia. And there they nurse him back to health. But because this baby elephant is missing a foot, they're concerned that as he grows, the fact that his balance is not the best and he's, you know, compensating for this missing foot in the way he's using his other 3 feet, that could lead to some developmental issues, musculoskeletal problems as he's growing. So the Wildlife Rescue Center staff decide they are going to try to see if they can get a prosthetic foot for this elephant, which has been done before, apparently, but they can't find anyone in Cambodia to do it until they reach out to the Cambodian School of Prosthetics and Orthotics, who traditionally had worked only in human prosthetics, but they say, you know what, we'll give it a try. And through trial and error, they actually succeed in coming up with a prosthetic foot that works for little Chuk. He takes to it right away and immediately begins walking with it. I love this story so much that I went online to look up more about Chuk's story. He's been at Phnom Tamal Wildlife Rescue Center since 2007. I believe I read he is now 18, so he is a very large, full-grown elephant. And they have continued to make new prosthetics for him as he grows and as he wears out his prostheses. And he now has a very large prosthetic foot for his full-size male elephant body, and you can find footage of Chuk walking around, seemingly living a great life. So it's a really wonderful story, and I really enjoyed reading about Chuk, and then through the book knowing to go look up some more online and watch some wonderful videos of him.
The lesson, it seems, is you can love your feet, even if they're not the feet that you're born with.
Yes. When I found it, I thought, aha, not the direction I thought this would take, but it felt like the perfect book to share.
What a heartwarming book report from Dick Dickenbach's favorite librarian, Carol. Carol, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much. It was a joy to talk about this book.
Yeah, pretty great. I have no notes. The phone line up here is 503-233-X-RAY, 9729. The text line is 971-220-KXRY, 5979. We have so many more book reports in the next half hour. Sorry, not book reports, music reports on the Dickenbach Report. On X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, X-Ray.FM. Report.
Everywhere. Oh, Footfoot, why can't I find you? Support for X-Ray comes from Stapled Spine Horror Fanzine, a physical paper, toner, and staple zine dedicated to horror films, books, comics, bands, and events. Available at comic book stores all over the Portland metro and online at stapledspine.com.
Your tiger feet. I caught a glimpse of heaven on the night we knew. focus on your feet. Imagine your feet getting heavy, warm, and relaxed. Send love and gratefulness to your feet and toes. How? By opening up and being honest to your feet. Hey feet, thanks for taking me to the places my brain chooses to go. From cafes to parties to non-date dates that end up becoming more than friends. Thanks, feet. You guys are the best. Super grateful. Now, I would like you to move your focus onto your legs. You awesome, thick, circle for them. I need you. I love you. Feel the sweet sensations in your legs. They're heavy and warm and perfect. Feel the tension in them turn to an invisible, cinnamony gas and float away through their pores. Bye-bye, tension. See you never. Send love and gratefulness all through your delicious legs, like warm, pious lightning coursing through them, thanking them with each breath.
How can you dance it to left feet, to left feet, to left feet? How can you dance it to left feet? I love you, honey, you're so sweet. I just get rid of them to left feet. You got no style, you got no beat. All you got are them to left feet.
This just in. It's about 11 minutes until the 1 o'clock hour. We're nearing the end of this week's The Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. I'm Gary. August 17th is National I Love My Feet Day, so here are the music reports about feet you just heard. There's Richard Thompson, Two Left Feet from Hand of Kindness. Before that, from Eugene Merman's A Guided Meditation for the Thoughtful Body section of his record, I'm Sorry You're Welcome, that was Feet and Legs. We heard the Siddeleys, Falling Off of My Feet Again from their Slum Clearance collection. The Patti Smith Group gave us Dancing Barefoot from Wave. Mud, a British glam rock band, gave us Tiger Feet from a Greatest Hits comp, and we began with the Shags, the Immortal Shags, My Pal Foot Foot, from the record, I guess it's the reissue of their first record on Rounder from the 1980s. Under My Voice is Multiplex with Hands and Feet, the Digitone remix from the With Hands and Feet single. Thank you for tuning in. I know you tune in to hear Dick Dickenbach and his venerable take on the news, but don't worry, we're on every Sunday at noon, so he'll make it one of these days. We're hoping it will be next week at noon. Meanwhile, you can listen to him on old reports at xray.fm, but don't do that now. We have more musical reports up until 1 when Radio Bandolero is on. Do stay tuned for that. For Dick Dickenbach, the staff, and the crew of the report, I'm Gary, letting you know, if you want reasons not to love your feet, here are several. Ready? Plantar fasciitis, bunions, neuroma, corns and calluses, toenail fungus, ingrown toenails, hammer toes, plantar warts, flat feet, and athlete's foot. But be kind to your feet on this day, even if fungus. See you next week.
Wonder how Hooded Boy would be understood if he woke up with no feet. Wonder how Hooded Boy would be understood if he woke up with no feet. Wonder how Hooded Boy would be understood if he woke up with no feet. Boy would be understood if he woke up with no feet. Wonder how Hooded Boy would be understood if he woke up with no feet. Wonder how Hooded Boy would be understood if he woke up with no feet.
You know that what he does is Did you wake in the morning with the sun in your eyes? But you don't have a song to sing for your love. I rock the beat, but I don't have time. And I don't have a song to sing for my love. Sad, sad feet and sad, sad eyes. I'll go blind to save you, not go looking to take it back. It's just baby, I'm headed for. Starts humming. I like the fields, but I just can't go. 'Cause there's a dark cloud coming. Sad, sad feet and sad, sad eyes.
Just baby.